all.
He's the closest thing to being white. That's what I'm saying.
I'm even whiter than him.
Yo, respectfully, he's the closest thing to being white.
No. Skin color. I have more white privilege than him.
Skin color white.
And I still have more white privilege. I can get a loan, I promise you that. I can. Dando vueltas por la city con mi canción en la bocina que me quiere ver y está loca por tenerme.
Dice que quiere matar las ganas que no quiere. Wait, but before we start this episode, you remember how the other day you told me that you had brain fog?
Yeah.
I have the solution.
Actually.
We've spoken about this on an episode before, but I just figured since you had brain fog and we want to make sure that our minds are clear and we're articulate, we got more nootropics.
What? Yep. Is this?
So this is a special created formula to help boost energy and focus, crush procrastination, and elevate mental creativity, a.k.a.
Crush procrastination? I need that
get
shit.
Get rid of brain fog.
Yeah. I constantly have brain fog. Is it good?
Yeah.
I'm going to help you.
No. Ooh, smells good.
Yep.
It smells like Gunav.
And I've been having it for the last little while, and I got to say, the changes are drastic. But now that we're here, everyone's good. Everybody's nootropic'd.
This is actually really good, though.
It is good. But it's a daily intake. You're not supposed to take more than one.
Gotcha. Oh.
Yeah. So if you guys want to get your own nootropics, make sure to go ahead and check out Magic Mind and get yourself some nootropics so you guys can avoid getting the brain fog.
That's whatever.
Yo, they ruined. Oh, they you know, ruined wait. Them. Scooby-Doo gang.
Oh, yeah.
Daphne.
Velma. 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 Get it.
Velma.
Yo. You know when it's Halloween and the girls are dressing as Velma?
On that note, welcome back to another episode of the Sergio Talks podcast. It's your boy Sergio Talks.
It's your boy Matt.
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And before we get into this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
You guys get an extra episode every single Friday and subscribe to the YouTube channel.
B3.
You need more nootropics? I don't understand.
I said three.
and there's a lot of people out there asking like, where do you find it? Link is in the description box below. You guys can go see it. Tells you where to subscribe to the B3 channel. If not, it's going to be in this corner or this corner here
or here and here.
No, I can't put it there. Stop it. I can't put it there.
Can you put it here?
No, it's too small.
Hold on. Yo, put the camera back. Stop playing with me.
What are you looking at?
I think the camera.
Why?
That's not the
I
camera.
I wanted to see
that's a
how it looks.
That's on a monitor.
It looks nice, right?
That's a monitor, not a camera.
Boom, boom, boom. Facts, actually, those still.
No.
Matt has a list. List?
A list.
For
a
us list. To react to.
20 signs that he's a toxic and...
Go again.
Manipulative.
You fucked up too.
Manipulative. What the? Why am I? Oh my god! I'm becoming Matt.
You're such a
Matt.
20 signs. He's a toxic and manipulative man.
Manipulative.
My new.
Manchester United.
My new. M-A-new.
Manipulative.
Me and you.
M-M.
It's me.
M-A-N-I.
Yo, Bello, can you help us out?
Manipulative?
Manipulative. So, manipulative.
Manipulative.
Okay. Bingo. Go for it.
You were British. No, I'm not doing it again. Okay, so number one, gaslighting and crazy making.
Wow, this is your list.
This is yours. This is your autobiography.
Yeah, I made it.
Fuck. Gaslighting and crazy making. So like, he makes you crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, that's why girls say it's a red flag, like when guys say, oh, my ex was crazy. Like girls now are just like, you probably made her crazy.
Who makes people crazy more? Do guys make girls crazier or does girls make guys crazier?
Depends. Is she Latino?
Girls make guys crazier. You don't want to start this war again.
No, I'll start it.
You lost already.
Because if she's Latino, she's...
Yep.
Can you say it for me? Because they don't come for you, they come for me.
No, guys, listen. Look, we're going to address something, okay? Sorry. Listen, share this video with all your friends and family and make them understand that Matt doesn't dislike Latinas.
I love Latinas.
He loves them.
Yeah.
It was a joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, you know, dragged it on too long.
Blew it out of proportion.
Yes.
It's done.
That's what you're looking for. Over. Matt officially loves Latinas. Matt, say that you love Latinas.
Hola, mami.
That's not love.
No. Say te amo.
Te amo, mami.
Say te amo mucho.
Te amo mucho.
Say chupa mi bolas.
Don't say that. I mean, your choice.
Say what?
Chupa mi bolas.
I can't say that. Okay, move on. Number two from girls. They say, unable to see things from your perspective.
I understand.
Unable to see things from your perspective.
Yeah, like, empathy. Like you, yeah. You don't care about how
the person felt.
Yeah, yeah. Or whatever perspective. Guys, change up, bro. Listen to your girl. It's nothing like, just listen.
You guys ever have those moments, though, that sometimes like you're talking to your girl, she's talking to you, and you're just doing this?
Yeah, for sure.
1,000%.
But I'm playing bingo like
that's somewhere crazy. Else. You just say that's crazy a lot. Yeah. I just no, try to
you
I just,
say that.
No. You say that a lot. Yeah.
Yes.
That's crazy.
No, what I just tried to listen to the last sentence that she said.
We'll go into that after.
Ask her a question from the last sentence.
Ooh, smart. I do that too.
I told you that.
That's what I do.
Okay. I literally say that. Like, if she's talking to you, you listen to the first and last sentence,
yeah,
and then you fill in the gap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you guys...
So you're just making shit up.
Not necessarily, because sometimes you can also have your question ready and she can still yap. And then she's done yapping.
Because if she starts her sentence with...
whatever question you had...
Let's say, for example, she says, like, Jessica did this the other day. And let's say you black out. And then she says, like, what do you think? And then you could just, like, uno reverse it and be like, oh, like, I get it. But, like, how does that make you feel?
Or you say, why would Jessica do that?
You see, and that's what they talk about when they say we don't listen to them.
No, I listen.
I listen. I listen to the whole thing. It gives me a headache, but I listen.
They
to
don't even, thing. Bro. They're like, oh yeah, it's because it makes me feel, and then it's just gone. They didn't even see that you didn't.
Girls just need to talk. Girls just need to talk.
Yeah,
bro. 100%. Listen, that's why we're saying we're not listening to them because we're not actually listening. He already said it. He said you can already have your
question
response
ready.
A question like ready. Mm-hmm. So you're not listening. You just preparing for the next one.
He's smart. Mm-hmm. He's ahead of the game.
You're just preparing for the next one.
No, he's smart. Because other men just don't listen, period. Yeah, yeah, not even to the first or the last sentence. And don't even like put in the effort to like have a question dialed up.
They just do.
They just do the, that's crazy. The,
and then she's like, did you hear me? And then the guy's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what
then,
did I say?
And then he's like back to playing video games.
Yeah. Exactly. Like I play video games. I mute myself. But anyways...
And then, yeah, you have the one headset open.
One headset on.
Like I said, first sentence, last sentence.
Exactly.
As soon as you hear a pause of 3 seconds and a half, that's when you ask your question.
Wait, guys, we're fucking up now.
Why?
Because we're giving up the secrets.
The whole sauce right now.
You're welcome.
It don't apply to me,
say
guys.
Say thank just you in the comments,
yeah,
please.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Now you'll know if your boyfriend's listening or not.
But also, we might be telling you completely the worst like advice ever because we're all single.
Sorry, nice. Why did I laugh that loud?
Because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Okay. Number three, the ultimate hypocrite.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
I can see it.
It says, do as I say, not as I do. Okay. Whatever.
Okay.
Wait. That's what written in hypocrite?
Yeah. Like the definition of it. Whatever. Okay. Move on. Pathological?
Pathological?
What?
Pathological?
Pathological.
Pathological.
Pathological. Lying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would know about that, man.
I would know about that.
No. He Matt was a victim.
Same. Oh, victim?
Victim.
For sure.
Victim? Or he was the one?
Victim, bro.
He was a victor.
Victim.
No. Matt was a victim.
You were being lied to.
Yeah.
You were both, essentially.
I was both?
Yeah, you were the victim and the one doing it.
Yeah, but her was pathological.
Yeah, no. It was actually crazy.
Oh, yeah, I did lie for some thing. I'm going to be honest. But her was like all the time for nothing.
Yo.
For no reason at all.
Same.
Absolutely no reason.
Anyways.
Not me.
Huh?
Not me.
You was a victim.
Yeah, obviously. Number five.
It would go like in rankings of like of track recording. It would be, oh shit, I don't know who would be.
Wait, of what?
Like the least pathological liar.
Between like them lying or them they've too. Been lied to?
Like us lying or yeah. being lied to?
Us lying?
Us lying?
I feel like, yeah, but I feel like you would still have circumstances where you know you have to lie and you would do it.
To your
I feel
girl?
Like he can't at all.
To me? Are you crazy?
Actually, I'm going to say the opposite.
I've been in so many really? Fights.
Really? The opposite?
Yeah, because him, he'd be saying the too much of the truth sometimes. Yeah. Like that is a moment him? That you should, yeah. Okay. That is a moment that you actually should have lied.
I
would have been better.
Who, me?
No, him.
Man. Yo, you can ask my husband. There's so many situations where I should have lied. And he's like, he's looking at me, he's like, why did you
like just why like is like just
why
sometimes. so it goes this way
whoa
no nice. It goes this way yeah. Oh, yeah it goes this way
but yeah
So wait, you lie the most?
No, I had a phase and I've spoken about it on the podcast where I did used to lie a lot, but like now every time I've been in a circumstance with a girl or talking or on dates or whatever, it's only been like these are my cards on the table.
Oh, okay.
It feels good, huh?
You feel absolutely.
Like, you feel like so light, bro.
But I had spoken about it. Like as of late, as doing that, it's like they like I in my mind it feels like they like me more, but the reality is that they just like me for who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Me too. Me is at like high school, I was lying about everything. My age, the date of my birth, anything about like whatever my parents were they met, like anything. I wanted to be someone else for no fucking
reason. Yeah, you're like, I'm full black.
Like, any fucking bullshit. Honestly, any bullshit, bro. As I grew up, I was like, what do I lie for that, bro?
Bro, I only knew Matt's, like, real birthday 2 years after we were best friends.
That is true.
2 years
because of my sister snitched me. But she didn't, she didn't snitch me. She just said, oh, your birthday's coming up.
But, like, why?
Because she said, oh, what sign are you? And then I'm like, I'm a Virgo. And he's like, Matt is an Aries, so you guys should get along just fine.
Did you not want to be an Aries?
And then
he
lied to me. I remember it. That shit scarred me for life. He said that his birthday was December 6th.
Yeah.
You want to be a Sagittarius so bad.
So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, wait, you said Aries? I thought his birthday was in December. He's like, no, his birday is on April.
Even
I'm like,
teeth
wait.
Are a lie.
He's like, April 10th. I'm like, okay, wait a fucking minute. Hold on, wait a goddamn minute. And then I go up to Matt. I'm like, yo, you fucking lied to me?
Yeah, bro.
We've been best friends for 2 years.
On stupid shit, bro.
Yeah, actually, you know what? This is actually, wait, before you continue, this is a segue because there's a lot of people that keep asking us, like, about us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we've ever really addressed it. Have we?
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm saying, our age, our signs.
Well, yeah, technically we did, but we'll do it again.
We'll do it again just for you guys to actually know.
You can start, go.
So. I feel like I'm doing like a whole resume. So my name is Sergio.
Welcome.
I'm half Portuguese, half Spanish. I'm 27 years old. My birthday is May 6, 1996. I am a Taurus and I speak 3 languages, English, French, and Spanish.
My name is Matt.
You're already lying. It's Matthew.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, my name is Matthew. My dad's black, my mom's white. I am 25. My birthday's in 10 days, in 7 days, April 10, 1998. I'm an Aries and I speak 2 languages fluently. And then one.
Welcome, Matt.
I kind of understand.
2 languages fluently?
Yeah.
Yeah, English, French. And he understands a little bit of Creole.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. What's up?
But also, you said your parents are black and white.
Yeah. I said my dad's black, mom's white.
Yeah, but from
Haitian. My dad's Haitian, my mom is Canadian. There.
Okay. Hi, what's up? I'm Carl. My parents are black. I'm 25.
Hello, December.
Wow, December 14, 1998. I'm a Sagittarius and
how many languages?
I speak French, Creole, and English.
You know, it's funny. My parents are black. Damn. Oh my days. All right. Well, hi guys. So wait, people don't actually know my real name. Do I go by like
your real name? Okay. Just say your own name.
Hi guys, my name is Michelangelo. I'm 27 years old. I was born on August 27, 1996. My sign is Virgo. And contrary to what people think, I'm actually Haitian. I'm not Latino, yo.
Okay. Languages? Hello?
I speak 3 languages. So French, Creole, English.
Same. I speak 4. I also speak Creole. All
right.
Huh?
Move on.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, but honestly, because of you guys and y'all's family, it makes me want to learn Creole.
It's nice.
It's dope.
So I want to be able to go to the barbecue and be like,
you're invited to the cookout.
Yeah, you guys are already invited to the cookout at my family.
So. You know what? I'm asking something. How do you eat your food? He knows. Yeah.
On your knees, boy.
Did you see on camera?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Poulet en a mangé. All
right, number five. He focuses on your mistakes, but ignores his own.
Hmm. Oh, damn. Red
flag. I feel like this is most people, though. Most people focus on other people's mistakes, but don't really take into account their own.
For sure.
I can see it.
Okay, this is whatever, but well, I'm going to say it still. Number six, the meaning of respect is lost on him.
What the fuck? You guys should not be dating.
Yeah, for real. Who are these trash ass men?
Do you have something? You wanna...
Being disrespectful is crazy.
After.
Okay. Well, stop me at any time. I'm at 7, there's 20. Number 7 needs to be the center of the attention.
Oh, wow.
I get that.
That's attention weird.
Mm-hmm. Attention whore.
Well, a guy that wants to be the center of the attention.
It's weird,
bro. It's so fucking weird.
Screams insecurities.
Yeah. Nah, that's weird. Assigns false emotions to you. He will dismiss your true feelings and assign you feelings.
I understand.
I don't.
Like if she's like, I'm feeling anxious, and the guy's like, you're not anxious, you're blah, blah, blah.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
But it's like a 50-50. Sometimes they just say shit, they're not actually not, you know. They're like, I'm anxious, I'm feeling depressed, I'm feeling this. But the last meal they had was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, you're not sad, you're just hungry.
Yes.
And they're like, just stop disregarding my feelings.
Exactly. And you give them one nugget, and it's happiness, yeah. Right? There, done.
Every girl likes nuggets.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Can we switch to another segment?
Yes.
There is something that happens, okay? And listen, I'm not saying that other girls are not pretty if you don't have this, but there's this thing called pretty girl syndrome. Mm-hmm. Where it only happens to like the pretty girls, like as being number one, they're always constipated.
That is the yes, oh, always.
I mean, I can see it.
I think it might be their diet, but okay.
No, no, the pretty ones are always constipated. They could have like the healthiest like meal planned, constipated.
You know why? Because they go to the bathroom once every week, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Which is crazy. Just
the worst was my ex. She did 8 days without going to the bathroom.
That's insanity.
That's not healthy.
I'm like, how do you don't want to go to
that's
the bathroom?
That's a
like,
health issue.
I get it, though.
That's not healthy.
I get it.
Well, how do you get it?
I used to do the same thing, too.
How's I? What?
Yeah, 8 days? Like, I think the most I went is 5 days. Six days without going to the bathroom.
I understand.
6 days?
Yeah, when you're traveling.
6 days
when I travel, I can't go to the bathroom for like 2 days.
No, that's impossible for me. I'm sorry. I'm shitting anywhere. My belly hurts like crazy. I want to fucking die.
Oh.
Bro, I'm about to say some crazy shit.
No, say it.
No, I'll shit on the street, bro. I hate the pain.
That was a time that you shouldn't have agreed with me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like, bro.
You've never had the shits?
Bro, when I wake up in the morning and it starts. I'm going to the bathroom, bro.
To be fair, stomach pain is actually the worst pain.
No, bro. Tooth pain is the worst pain.
Like, tooth pain is annoying as shit.
Tooth pain is the worst pain ever.
It's annoying as fuck.
That's genuinely like suffering. But I'm saying like, let's say body pain, like I could hit my fist on a wall, it wouldn't hurt as much as like.
No, I could take stomach pains.
I think when you have to go pee also, bro. And you can't pee.
No.
You
guys are not the people to advocate for that.
For pee?
You guys have the bladder of a 5-year-old.
No.
That is true.
You're disagreeing.
Yes.
Okay.
Move on. Anything from the pretty girl?
You guys can chime in anytime you want.
Oh, I thought you had like a list type of thing.
No.
Butterfly tat.
A butterfly tat?
Yes. They all have it. All.
Oh.
They all have it.
They'll drive Jettas.
Jettas?
Yeah. I see a lot of pretty girls by driving.
Really? Because in my mind, they all drive Jeeps.
No, they all drive
Jeeps, Jettas,
and Audis.
Huh?
Audis? Understand.
Yes.
Audis.
Yeah.
Audis.
Audis.
So it's white. I don't know about Jettas.
Yeah.
I know
Jettas,
it's white out. Well, not doesn't have to be white. It's Audis.
Mm-hmm.
Jeeps.
Yeah. Definitely.
Jettas.
I've honestly never met a girl that drives a Jetta.
Me a lot.
Well, you have a type, I guess. I don't know.
No.
I think he's right, because if you really think about it, as for my type, they mostly all have
Audis. Not Jettas.
They all have Audis. For me, yeah, that's why I say Audis. Too. Yeah.
Jettas. But all the pretty girls, they all want a Jeep.
That's true.
Yeah.
They all want white Jeep.
Yeah, they like SUVs.
Big cars. Yeah.
Well, what about you, Mitch?
They all eat pickles.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Fucking pickles.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
I got pretty girl syndrome.
What?
Because he eats fucking pickles.
You don't eat your pickle, bro.
Like pickles.
No, I've seen him.
Eat pickles.
No, yeah, I've recorded him. He doesn't eat pickles like a normal human being, bro.
It sucks him.
My guy puts that shit down his throat and goes... Oh, no, it's crazy, bro. I was baffled.
Yo,
first he was better than...
You shut your ass up.
Anyways, yeah, your pickle master.
Okay, anything from the pretty girl syndrome?
They don't know how to run.
The most accurate thing ever. It's so accurate, bro. Because I get the ick right away. I'm like, please don't run ever again.
You're too pretty to run.
Don't run.
Don't.
Don't run.
Like, whatever you need, I'll go get it for you.
Oh, my God.
You just sit there and stay pretty.
And that's just a normal skill to have. Like, bro, running is, like, started, the most basic shit.
You started at, like, 4 to practice. Like, it's like...
Run. How did you fall?
No way.
Go for it.
You sure?
Yep.
They're all uncoordinated.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Like I'm gonna add to that. They always have bruises. Random bruises.
Yes, bro. Yeah. Oh, my.
Clumsy shit. Clumsy. Like, where are they coming from?
And then you ask them, like, where'd you get hurt? And they're like, I don't know. Meanwhile, every single guy is going through their mind, you fucked someone else that I don't know about.
Pretty
right?
Much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. 2 or 3 bruises on your leg. And you're like, what the fuck?
But the reality is like, she bumped herself on the corner of the table.
And they don't even realize. They'll bump and go, and then move on. And then you ask, how'd you get the bruise?
Yeah.
And they go, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you not remember when it hurts? Fuck.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they'll come to you and be like, do I have like a bruise on my back? And it hurts. Fucking, she's just like destroyed.
Oh.
Apparently they have a higher pain tolerance. Maybe that's why.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They do. Trust me.
Because I bump into anything, but I start crying like a bitch.
With the fucking test you made us do, tabarnak.
Yes. You were about to add something on...
That was the one of the bruises.
No, you said
so they're clumsy.
Oh, I forgot the ones before.
Coordinated.
They all have
coordinated.
I cannot speak English.
Coordinated.
I can't speak English.
Uncoordinated.
I can speak English.
Uncoordinated. You fucked me up now. You fucked me up.
Coordinated.
No, coordinated.
Coordinated. I can't speak English.
What else?
They're all heavyweight.
Huh?
They can't handle alcohol.
Oh.
Oh.
You can't use that. Remember when I did and I fucked up?
That was funny. It was so
Yo, do you remember? Bro, we went out, whatever. And then, okay, so basically for those who doesn't know, when we say heavyweight, it means that you can handle alcohol. If we say like lightweight, you can't. And there was this girl next to me and it was like, just like, not a friend, but you know, just whatever. And how can I say this? Like, like she was not slim, okay? But I didn't give a fuck about that. But I just said, oh, you're heavyweight. You look heavyweight.
I went like, and then she was
pardon? Yeah. She went like, sorry. She said, thank you. I said, wait, that's not what I...
It was
like,
so funny, bro.
I mean, alcohol.
The panic in Matt's eyes. He was like, no, alcohol. That's not what I... No, that's... And I was like, And she was like... Don't say that to a girl.
Oh my God, that was the worst thing ever.
It was funny as fuck.
I felt so fucking stupid.
I mean, you are.
Bro.
Oh my God, you're heavyweight.
I thought you were like fucked up like that, though, still.
No, tell us. Me too.
Huh?
Tell us.
What?
I didn't call
somebody give you weight, respectfully.
You what? No, but I'm saying like, what did we do or something? Okay.
If we all did something stupid,
what is it?
No, I feel like we all have like those clumsy.
Yeah, there was
right?
this one time that a guy came to deliver my food, and he was like a bigger boy, and he gave me my food and he said like bon appetit, and I said thanks, you too.
Oh, that's
but honestly, that's a mistake that I always do. Like yeah, a fucking dumbass.
It's just an automatic you, reply. YouTube.
Fuck, I look
stupid. And then it's your default he setting. Sits down and eats with you. He's like, oh shit, back.
Hey.
Damn.
I've asked an older woman how old she was. But she was.
Damn.
Yeah, no, like, it's okay. She was visibly older than me. Like, I would say probably around like her 40s. But like, it's just not something. And she was like, you don't ask a lady her age.
Yeah.
Because she asked me my age. So in my head, I'm like, if you're going to ask me, I'm going to ask you too.
Yeah, me too. I go like that. Like, if you ask me, I'm asking.
I'm going to ask you too. And then she was like, you don't ask. And after she basically told me how a guy should act, the whole, I was like, respectfully, like I was raised right.
I had this one instance when I was younger that I used to wear watches.
Mm-hmm.
And a lady came up to me. She's like, excuse me, do you have the time? And I go, yeah. And I go to grab my phone. And as I'm doing that, she says, oh, thanks. I got it. She looked at my watch to see the time, and my dumbass went to go get my phone instead as reflex, rather than just look at my watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I felt ashamed.
I mean, fuck.
That's why I don't wear watches no more.
I mean, I do that. Someone asked me the time, I'm not looking at my watch.
I get it.
Do you guys know how to read time?
Yeah. I know, but like, just give me
my
phone.
Is that the first thing? Get a digital watch. It's like I have a watch that's a Casio and it's a digital, so you can just like it's easy.
Or my phone and just a normal watch.
Yeah, but like you have to like take it out, you know. Meanwhile, you can
just hardest thing ever.
How
to do.
Okay? Just a side note, random question: how would you guys feel? Let's say you guys you're in your current situation, right? Like, how would you guys feel if like you start dating a girl and let's say for your birthday, she comes and she gives you like a $20,000 Rolex?
Thank you. You want some head?
I'm gonna be real.
I think head on my face.
No, I'm gonna be
like, how do you feel? Like, do you like accept it, or do you feel like?
No, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna be hella uncomfortable.
Right,
hella uncomfortable.
Wait, so uncomfortable? You start dating a girl. How long?
You're dating. Let's say it doesn't matter. A year, 2 years, 2 years. We'll say 2 years.
She pulls up and then she buys you
a Rolex, a $20,000 Rolex.
Rolex.
I'm not wearing it until I have the money to buy it.
Or to buy you something in the same.
Yeah, but you see that she's not going to like that because she got you a gift and therefore she wants you to wear it. And if you're not wearing it, she's going to be like, I got you a present. Why aren't you wearing it?
Okay, now I'll explain to her. If she's my girl, she'll understand.
I get it, but she's not going to get it.
Yeah.
Because you're thinking logically, they think emotionally, so it's not going to work.
Fair enough.
You take the watch, you sell it, you buy her something with those $20,000.
Okay.
When she asks you what happened to the watch, you say you got robbed.
Nope. Revoked. I'm deleting this part out.
Yeah. No. This is the worst advice from 2024.
This is actually the worst advice.
Sell a gift.
Don't sell a gift.
You can only sell it after you break up. That's the only time you're allowed to sell it.
Selling a gift is actually bad luck. So, yeah.
Right. Do you want to do it or not?
What?
Say that again, what you said.
You can only sell the gifts after you break up?
Yeah. Do you want to do it or not?
You don't sell a gift.
What do I need to sell?
You know damn well what
you need to sell. Yeah, you know damn fucking
not well. A gift. It wasn't a gift.
Okay. So
to her, it was?
Nope. Neither there or here.
Toi, t'as pas pick up encore?
No.
C'était long, man. Fuck.
Did you guys see the guy? You guys could just say it at this point if you guys are doing the fucking hand gesture.
The ring.
Did you guys see the guy? I forgot on what TV show it was, but basically it was like this drama TV show. Anyways, they get engaged and then they do like the whole reunion thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that couple ended up breaking up, but she still had the ring.
Mm-hmm. Right? Any Day's Fiance?
No, I think I know where you're going. Vanderpuff, whatever the show is.
Yeah.
And then essentially they start talking, whatever. And the girl says like, oh, like, well, like, do you want the ring back? And the guy's like, whatever. So she hands it to him. He goes, well, that was a Bitcoin.
Mm. And he was so unfazed. Unfazed.
No emotion. Just, oh, that's a Bitcoin. Puts it back in his pocket.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Mm.
Damn, that breakup hurt him. I mean.
Not really.
No, I think
he's good.
Yeah.
Any other pretty girl syndrome?
I don't know if in my case, it makes sense only, whatever. They eat like crazy.
They eat like crazy. Eat oh, wait, no, wait. Yeah. Add this though. They eat like crazy, but never gain weight.
There you go. Yes.
That's true. They never do.
A lot.
Yeah.
It never stops.
And nothing changes. Or they'll be like, I'm fat. And then they'll do one fart and then it's gone. Yeah.
I'm preggers.
Yeah, when they bloated.
They always listen.
First of
to
all, they're always bloated.
They're always bloated.
Always bloated.
Yeah, always
bloated. All day long. Yeah. They have a apple.
I'm bloated.
You're not bloated. You're constipated.
Yeah.
Basically.
When was the last time you went to the bathroom? I don't know. Maybe 3, 4, 5 weeks ago.
No, you know, last year.
Fuck.
August 5th.
They always listen to sad music.
Honestly, they know the lyrics to every song.
That's facts. That's
as
why they,
soon as it comes out.
That's why they're pretty.
That's his thing, man.
Hey, listen.
I like it.
Hmm? Is it your thing, man?
Sorry. Would you ever... I was gonna say, would you ever do like a karaoke? I mean,
we went karaoke once.
Yeah.
Speaking of karaoke, I think it's considered a game. Speaking of games, this episode is sponsored by Cbet, the online dating.
Good job.
The online
betting
app where we actually know them personally,
mm-hmm.
And we've been approached by other gaming apps, and we've said no. But this is one that we know that you guys could trust, as we do trust as well. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are into online sports betting, check out Cbet.
If you want to make money, check out Cbet.
What sports should you be betting on, Matt?
Baseball.
Basketball.
Football.
Baseball.
Bet on yourself. Use Cbet.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
It's insane. Basketball and soccer.
No, soccer, you'd lose a fuck ton of money.
You'd lose so much money.
So much money.
No, but basketball too, because basketball is...
No, because you see, the thing about basketball is that you can't score on your own net by accident. Well, you can, but you know what I mean.
It happens so much.
Soccer, you know how many bets I've lost because they're of an own goal? Stupid.
It's, you know why? It's because it's fucking... you know what I'm trying to say?
Nope.
Rigged? Like,
you rigged. It's fucking rigged.
Mm. Soccer games are not rigged.
Bro, there's so many, what's it called, things that came out like about soccer where it's like it's rigged to the point where like some officials like...
The refs being paid off, but the players, I doubt any player would...
Refs getting paid off.
Doing an own goal, that's tough.
What's his name? There was like a guy who almost died because he scored in his own net at the World Cup.
He almost died? I mean, He did die, yeah.
He died, right? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
How did he die?
They killed him.
He got killed, bro.
He got killed by who?
Colombians.
They took that shit seriously, bro.
They don't mess around,
bro. There was a whole war between...
Are you okay?
What was the two countries? Venezuela and another country were in war because of like a soccer team. It was insane. Like genuine war. Like they were killing each other in the street. Genuine war.
Over soccer.
That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life.
Brother.
That's actually pretty dumb.
But if you want to win, actually, baseball is a really good sports to bet because it's very like consistent.
I can't watch baseball for the life of me, so bro. Fun. It's so long.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so long just to get one point.
I'll watch King Ball before baseball.
King Ball?
Yeah.
What's King Ball?
Isn't it King Ball?
Omnikin
when
Blue.
You, yeah. Omni when, King.
Omni yeah. King Blue.
What?
Omni King.
Mais je chante. Ça, c'est quoi ça dans toutes les langues?
Je connais. Because d'habitude, this it means like I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't understand what you're saying is. That's what that is.
Isn't it the sport where you like kick the ball?
No, because it's a giant, like it's a giant ball.
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, yes, you played a lot, bitch. I promise you played a lot.
But why blue?
When did I play?
Because it's the color of the team.
And then you do like this.
Oh, okay, that's why. I thought you were saying that was the name of the game. It's a giant fucking inflatable.
You played. I promise you played.
You played.
He was probably just benched.
Damn.
I mean, respectfully, I didn't want to play a fucking game with a big ass boy saying Omni King, bro. What the fuck is this?
It's actually fun.
It's fucking
it's
fun.
It's very nice. Dope. It's
okay,
so
wait,
nice.
Hold on. What would be a sport?
Dodgeball? Fine.
Okay. I promise you it's better than dodgeball. It's so nice.
What would be a sport that you guys would want to pick up if you had like the time or like the skill set for?
Volleyball.
No, you're good enough at it. Like one that like, you've never played.
Never played?
Yeah.
Oof.
I think at
golf.
I would like to be really good at tennis.
Because I played tennis before, so that's why I can say tennis. But too. Tennis would be one too.
Yeah.
Badminton.
Badminton's so dope. I love badminton.
It's fire. Okay.
I love badminton.
Okay.
Why'd you transform into like a 3-year-old toddler?
No, because badminton is actually fucking
good. We understand. Okay.
I love it. Oh, right. You guys want to play sometimes?
Yeah, actually, sure. I don't know why we never
played. You don't know how to
badminton
play?
Badminton is fire.
I said, I don't know why.
He's having his own conversation in his mind.
Have you ever played?
Of course.
Who hasn't played badminton, gang?
You've never played Omniken.
So yeah, so.
Okay, respectfully, but badminton is just not even comparable.
Like universal?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your sport? You can't take badminton.
I don't know.
Golf, bro. What?
No.
No.
Do you guys see us becoming
playing
golfers?
Golf?
I would.
I mean,
I'd bet.
Huh?
I'd bet on golf.
I'd bet.
Yeah, like I do. Like, okay, I can. I promise you, I can beat you in like 8 holes.
I would golf. I would only lose. Between us, though. That's I can't golf like against other people. You know what I mean?
I'm ass.
I golf.
I'm ass. I'm doodoo boodoo.
Shut the fuck up.
What did he say?
Because he's talking about golf.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna beat you in 8 holes." And I said, "You love holes."
So you don't?
Okay. What? What is going on?
What is this conversation about?
I mean, we're talking about holes.
We're talking about golf.
Yeah, but there's holes.
Okay, what's your sport?
I think I played them all.
You're so cool. Ooh.
We said
pick a sport.
I played all. We said like something that you can pick up and be very good at.
I can be very good at all.
Definitely not swimming.
So
your
golf.
I'm a great swimmer.
Yeah. Yo, I say golf.
Golf, badminton, tennis.
Done.
Not volleyball. Baseball would be fire too.
Oh, baseball. I don't like baseball. Yeah, why not baseball?
I think the only fun part is smacking the damn ball.
Yeah, that's catching it. If you're able to hit it.
I wouldn't.
Bro, the ball's coming at you like 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm blind.
I mean, it's catching it. Catching it is fun.
You got, what's it called? Otahi, whatever his name is, the Japanese.
Isn't it Otahi?
Otahi.
It's Ote.
Otani, there you go. Bro, this motherfucker's
crazy,
God
for Bella, I swear.
100 miles an hour fastball, bro. That's insane.
That is crazy.
Now I understand why they fight if they get hit by it.
Yeah. It must hurt like crazy. See, we know where the bruises come from.
Playing baseball.
Do you not remember that you fucking, the corner? Whatever. Sorry, that's personal.
Do we have any others? Bella, do you have any pretty girl syndrome?
I feel like the French braid, like they pull it off.
That's true.
The French braid.
True, the French braid. I can see it.
How do you guys feel, since this is in your guys's
who's you guys
topic?
Okay, go.
How do you guys feel? Do you guys feel like any cultural approbation?
Appropriation
when, let's say, white girls or white guys do braids or dreads?
That's a good question.
Or do you guys not care?
No. Reason is...
No,
like,
what?
Although...
No, what?
I don't feel in any type of way. If a girl that's not, like, black does, like, you know,
so
braids.
You don't care?
It's not that I don't care. It's just, like, if we're talking about, like, for real, respectfully, Vikings had braids and they were white. So, like, how is it cultural appropriation? I could understand maybe cornrows, but even then, do I really care, bro? Nope. It's
what
really...
Do you think?
Like, it's a hairstyle.
I don't date white girls, so.
Bro, just answer the damn question.
I
don't care. You?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I don't care. Like, let's say my girl's white, and she says she wants cornrows.
Cornrows.
I'm like, would you? No. Like, why would you do that?
It's also not good. It's also not good for their scalp.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, white girls who actually become, like, bald because they do cornrows.
Yeah,
because their hair is not strong enough to be able to.
Fair enough.
Like, I can't. I don't know. I every time I do react when I'm like I'm in the street and I see a white guy with dreads, I always like kind of like not to the point that I'm gonna say something. I don't care to the point that I'm gonna say something, but I know I can't say that I do not care because I definitely see it and I'm like.
But like in your mind, you're like you're trying to be black.
Yeah, I'm like, why would you do that? Like, it's not that deep. You don't.
Our white guy with a durag.
Oh yeah.
Okay. See, that one I can't. That one I really can.
Durags, no?
Why would I do rag, bro? I swear I can't, bro.
But my process is like, why? Like, it's not that deep. Like, you didn't absolutely need to wear fucking dreads. Like, it's not that deep. Just wear your, do whatever, any, like, something else.
Well, wear your baseball cap?
Yeah, exactly.
Do the flow or something. I have a question for you guys. If you could swap lives with one of your friends for a day, who would it be and why in this table? Like, if you could just swap just for one day, I would be one of y'all.
Me too.
What?
I want to know what does it feel like to have a third leg? Yes.
It's amazing.
I want it to be heavy. Like, I have a hard time waking up because it's so heavy.
It's amazing, bro. I don't have to aim that much.
This wasn't your proudest moment. I hope you know.
It is my proudest. Yes, it is.
I don't have to aim that much when I'm peeing. I just lay it down there, you know. Just
I can say it. Next.
You're nerfed. Yeah. Can't be fun.
It is fun.
I don't know.
I want to be Serge. I just want to know what white privilege feels like.
Wow.
I want to be Carl. I want to be able to say that.
You could be any of us to say that.
Honestly, I think I want to be either Carl or Sergio just to know how it feels to have long limbs.
On camera, you look like you have long limbs.
Yeah, so. Keyword. You got that reach.
Yeah, keyword. On camera, you look like you have long limbs.
But like his stay in frame. Oh, I think mine stay in frame too, actually. Oh, no, mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have.
You know,
I don't think mine do.
Oh, you know what I realized?
We have monkey.
How my limbs are short. Like before this episode, Sergio was reaching on top for the bottles. I have to take
a step.
The little fucker. Okay.
On the ground. The step.
A stool,
whatever.
You know what gives me the icks? I'm not going to lie. And I know you could do it. You just do it on purpose not to. When we go to the gym to do pull-ups.
Uh-huh. Oh. Oh my god, he jumps.
You know, there's like the safety rack.
Yeah.
Right? He hops on the safety rack to grab the bar rather than just jump.
Yeah. I'm not.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your answer?
I think I'd be Sergio.
For what?
For white privilege. I'd like to see like what it is to just, I don't know, be white.
First off, I don't have
white privilege. Yeah, exactly. Are you guys retarded?
No.
Respectfully, he does.
I don't.
He does it.
You guys say it as if you guys are being pulled over, arrested like every other day of the week.
I was about to say he's been pulled over more than all three of us.
I have a bigger track record than both of y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's just because you're a criminal.
What?
Because you said both of y'all.
Hey, you too.
Well, then all of y'all.
Yeah.
You're a criminal, that's why.
Yeah. So I want to see, no, I want to get
He has no, please name me one white privilege does he have.
I've just been pulled over more times than y'all.
Yes. Huh?
Just being white, that's
right. No, but name, that he used
like, he could go to the bank and ask for a loan.
So stupid.
And not get canceled.
I don't agree with this.
I understand.
Give another reason.
There is none.
But I would want
to. I just would want to see what it's like to be white, to be honest.
To be getting pulled over more than if you were black.
No. Yes. Because it's just because it's you. But let's say if I were to be Bello, right? I don't think like Bello would be shouting.
Leave Bello out of this.
Yeah, you'd be swearing all day, like this, like. So, like this is the best sandwich in town.
Yeah, Bello, you want to take us panini shopping one day?
Yeah,
take us out paninis. Yeah, I'm down.
It's just because it's you. But he said out of every like. Because you're the closest thing to being white, so I would want to know what it's like to be white.
Oh, go. Give something better.
Is your tip red?
No. Is it pink?
No.
What the
told you, I'm not white. My nipples are brown.
What the Wait, Bello, what color is your nipples, bro?
Same as Sergio.
Okay, so it's different.
They're not white, though.
They're not all bro, the same. Yo,
I just had to...
We're olives.
There you go.
Olives? That's what...
Mediterranean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can see his skin from here.
Oh, brown.
Fuck. Oh.
He's the closest thing to being white. That's what I'm saying.
I'm even whiter than him.
Yo, respectfully, he's the closest thing to being white.
No. Skin color. I have more white privilege than him.
Skin color white.
And I still have more white privilege. I can get a loan. I promise you that. I can.
And if anything, in most instances, I can't get a job anymore.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah, I got something good for y'all. So, or like something that we already knew, just has been confirmed.
What?
Aliens?
No, but that would be fucking cool. And it got confirmed. But, balls are the key to saving the world.
Like testicles?
Balls. Take it how you want the game.
Can't make this.
Yo, okay, balls is sure to save, bro. I mean, all right, so testicles? Basically, if you guys didn't know, today there was an earthquake in Taiwan. earthquake of a 7.0.
God damn.
7.4 magnitude.
Oh,
on the rectus.
It's on 10.
On the erector, what?
On the rectus.
Yeah, but 7.2 on 10.
7.4, sorry.
That's a lot.
What did you say?
That's a lot, bro.
I said that's a lot.
I heard that's not a lot. My fault.
I heard that's not a lot, too.
Okay.
My fault.
Did someone ask you? Did someone ask you?
Okay, so sorry. So 7.2 on the rectus scale?
7.4.
On the erector, what?
On the rectus scale.
Shut up.
You heard that too?
Yo, can I get through this?
Yo, go.
Oh, 7.4 on the rectus scale, which
you're gonna say that three times again?
Shut
bro?
Your ass up.
Rectal scale, like last five one, times.
That's telephone. So basically, it destroyed a lot of buildings. Not all of them, but a lot of buildings. But the one building that was not damaged is actually the tallest building in Taiwan. And the reason why it wasn't damaged is because inside of it, there is a massive metal ball that's hanging between a 660 ton steel sphere that's hanging from the 87th to the 98th floor.
It's like a counterweight?
Exactly. So every time that the building moves, it counters 40% of the building's movements.
Wow.
So it was like, it's a masterpiece of engineering. So if the building moves left, it will go right and then counterweights.
But was that on purpose? Wow. Like the engineer, like, is there a lot of...
It is. It's done on purpose for that exact... Because Taiwan has earthquakes also.
Yeah. But even Japan, if you look at like old footage of earthquakes that they have, you see the buildings actually like shift like that.
They put like a space in between the buildings where it glides... that like the buildings, California got inspired by Japan too when they had like the, you know that building that's like how you call this?
In where?
Pyramid in Cali.
In Cali, a pyramid.
California, like LA. They have like there's a building that's shaped like a pyramid.
Oh, I don't know.
That building also, it kind of like shifts from left to right because to be like, counterweight.
You know, fun fact that California is due to be like wiped off the map.
Bro, they have the same, the population of Canada fits in California.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's like a massive crack in San Andreas.
Well, yeah, and it's been supposed to have like gone off, or basically like one earthquake would do like a chain reaction of earthquakes.
Mm-hmm.
And all of California was like, is supposed to be like gone.
But like gone like in a water
like,
type of thing?
No, like gone like,
oh, crumbles.
Like one giant chain of earthquakes that would most likely destroy all of California.
Damn.
And it's been supposed to happen for I don't know how many years we've gone over.
For a long, long time, bro. Choke on his spit. Nerfed.
Oh my God.
If this were the moment that you die...
We have
no insurance, by the way.
I'm good.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't forget to give us 5 stars on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. Don't forget to check us out on
Patreon.
And also send us some like an EpiPen or something. It's been your
oh my God.
It's been your boy Sergio's Talks.
What about?
It's your boy Carl.
It's your boy Michu.
And hopefully Matt is here next week. Take care.